The four sins that will earn for you the deepest purgatory are closer to you than you think. In fact, they are at the very tip of your tongue. We will discuss what Maria Sima says that they are, as revealed to her by the souls in purgatory, why these are the case, and how we can deliver souls in purgatory who have committed these sins. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Which sins receive the severest punishment? Sins against charity, such as slander, calumny, irreconcilableness, quarrels because of greed and envy, are severely punished in eternity. There is, for instance, a good-for-nothing. He could be a worthy person if he were treated with love and kindness. Beware of deriding and ridiculing such a person. It does great harm to our souls. Also, how often persons who are living alone complain that they receive so little help. There are, for instance, youngers living in their neighborhood, hardly 30 feet away. It doesn't occur to them to shovel the deep snow to make a path for their old, helpless neighbor. And yet, in eternity, works of charity are given the highest reward. How often people sin through uncharitable talk and judgment. One could write a whole book about that. If we would heed the admonition of our Blessed Mother, be kind and good to everyone, we would convert most people and wouldn't have to fear communism. A single word can kill, a single word can heal. Charity covers a multitude of sins. Above all, let us treat our enemies charitably. Christ tells us to be good to those who are good to us. Even the pagans do as much. But to be good to those who are hostile to us, that is genuine Christian behavior. That is what our Lord is expecting from us. Acting like that would convert many an enemy to a friend, and we would save ourselves a long purgatory. The reason why these sins are so serious is because they are very easy to commit multiple times a day, as opposed to more serious and bigger sins. Those are harder to do, for instance, abortion, adultery, and murder. You have to work to get to those places, whereas these sins of charity, we can commit incredibly easily, all the time, and everywhere. In other words, we can rack up thousands of these and incur before God an incredible debt without even knowing it. So they are easy to commit. Another thing is because they are so small, we can deceive ourselves that we are doing it. Often people who regard themselves as incredibly holy will do these sins and not even see how they are hurting their soul and their relationship with God and with others. So they are deceptively small. Lastly, they are incredibly hurtful to other people. In my own practice of counseling, essentially probably 90% of the problems that I deal with are the effects of the things that their parents said or failed to say, as well as other people who have been bullied, who are struggling with suicidal thoughts, are often the victims of these types of sins. So the power that these sins have in other people is tremendous. And they can also hurt tremendously our own relationship with God, who is the opposite, who is incredibly charitable and kind. Something that people are not aware of is that these sins of charity, these sins against charity, are like curses that we speak not only over other people, but over ourselves. And we are inviting evil into our souls by committing them. How can we avoid committing these sins? These sins of charity, essentially you can label all of these gossip. How can we avoid this? All of these sins against charity are essentially anger in our heart towards someone else, taken out in a passive-aggressive way. This is the best way to deal with it, to forgive those people. Using the simple formula, in the name of Jesus, I forgive, name the person, for name the sin, all out loud. That's a very simple forgiveness formula that I recommend to all of the clients that I work with. I use it myself, and it is incredibly effective. We need to acknowledge that we are angry at such and such a person, and instead of speaking ill about them, forgive them for what they've done, and then to pray for them. touching on the topic of how this is a way for us to not be afraid of communism. If you look at how any of the evils are started, communism or other political parties, they are often founded on wounds and hurts because of the things that people have done and the things that people have said. So the cure for them is not an opposing political party, but rather the weapon of kindness. As she obviously states, not only does charity cover a multitude of sins, but charity can heal a person and turn them. Often people leave the church because of something someone said. In the same way, we can bring them back by speaking words of kindness and encouragement. What's the best way for us to think of kindness? Probably the best biblical example of kindness is the parable of the Good Samaritan, someone who sees someone in trouble and goes out of their way to do kind acts over and above what they were required to do. That is kindness in its best form. For us speaking words, going out of our way to say words of kindness, out of our way to give actions of kindness to other people. It's charity put into action for the benefit of another person. Lastly, how can we atone for the souls in purgatory who are there because of sins against charity? Here's where you can do a spiritual 3-in-1. Every word of charity that you speak will, if used appropriately, grow you in holiness and virtue, draw you closer to God, and you can offer that action in atonement for the sins of these souls in purgatory. These acts of charity and words of charity are so powerful that they will pierce purgatory down to the very depths, even if these souls are in the deepest purgatory. If we offer these acts and words of charity to the Blessed Mother, she can send them down there. They can atone for the sins of these souls. You will draw down upon them incredible relief and gain for yourself incredible advocates before the throne of God. Do not let the simpleness of the words of Maria Sima deceive you. She could have mentioned any series of sins as the ones that are the most severely punished in purgatory. These are the ones she mentioned. We should listen and change our lives accordingly. I will see you in the next one.